Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled Surrendering to the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." But Mary said, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, one of the more significant holy days in which we honor our Blessed Mother. The gospel text given to us is that for, really, the Feast of the Annunciation, because it highlights the privilege that Mary was given. So let us look a little at that text first and then come back from there to the meaning of the Immaculate Conception. You may have heard growing up the word, the Latin word, fiat. Fiat. It's what Mary says when she finally accepts, not fully understanding, but finally accepts what the angel Gabriel is saying to her. Fiat, let it be done. Let it be. Let it be done to me according to your word. Although troubled and undoubtedly confused, it does say afraid, nevertheless, convinced that this is from the Lord, she surrenders her will to the Lord and says, "May it be done to me, not as I will, but as you have willed," which is actually the prayer of her son also later in Gethsemane. Let it be. You may recall that already in the book of Genesis, that expression is there in the beginning. In the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God says, "Let there be. Let there be light. Let there be living creatures. Let there be." In other words, that way of speaking allows a coming forth of the totality of the created world. Let it be. Let there be. And just as in the book of Genesis, those words are the ones used to help us appreciate what God is doing and the beginning of all that will lead to eventually our coming to be, Mary's fiat, let it be done, is the beginning of the new creation, just as let there be light was the beginning of the first creation. So Mary is depicted here in so many ways as the one who is allowing the new created world, following upon the fall that takes place there also in Genesis, in the Old Testament. Mary's fiat allows the New Testament or New Covenant to emerge and take place. And it's also been interesting that when you and I pray, whenever we pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, we will also say, not my will, rather, but your will. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. Let your will be done, not mine. If that prayer is sincere in our parts, we too, like Mary, are surrendering ourselves to the Lord, are saying to the Lord, let it be. Let what you will be. Let myself be an instrument, channel of the Holy Spirit. Just as the angel Gabriel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Let this be a work of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. And Mary surrenders, letting herself be a channel, an instrument of the Holy Spirit. Insofar as we do that ourselves, which we do whenever we pray the Our Father, then we too participate in this new creation. We allow the kingdom of God to come. So the power behind those words, even in our own prayers, thy will be done. We recognize in those words a great privilege that was granted there to our Blessed Mother. The angel comes, the angel speaks, Mary replies, and it happens. The whole story of salvation now will begin to unfold. But the announcement of the angel says, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. It points to the fact that what we are celebrating on this solemnity of the Immaculate Conception is how privileged Mary was, how privileged as a graced woman, one who graced surrenders to that grace, and so lets grace flow through her into the unfolding of God's desire to redeem the world. Likewise, in our own lives, grace frees us to allow God to be at work in the world. So this is a unique privilege that Mary has that is not ours, although we too are graced. We too are called upon in our own spiritual lives to turn ourselves over to the Holy Lord, to be instruments of the Holy Spirit. But in the Immaculate Conception, we aren't celebrating itself, the Annunciation, nor even the birth of Mary. We're celebrating her conception, because already at that moment of being conceived, she was graced, destined, privileged to play this role in the story of salvation. One might wonder, well, what does that mean? How do we know? It is certainly a teaching of the church. But as the church throughout history came to fully appreciate who our Blessed Mother was, and how, just as in the book of Genesis, the Lord said, let there be, how Mary's fiat allowed the whole story of salvation to begin, that privilege moment had its origins already when she was conceived, that was a grace moment for her. It was a grace. It wasn't something due her. It was that she was chosen by God for this role in the story of salvation. And so that's what we celebrate today, that from the very moment of her conception, she had been destined, privileged, chosen to play this significant role. And whole cooperation with that, her fiat, allowed God's desire, plan to unfold. So likewise in our own lives, unlike Mary, not from the moment of our conception, but certainly from the moment of our baptism, we too have been graced. And if we cooperate with that grace, we allow God to enter more fully into our universe, into our world, a world which is sorely in need of God's presence. So let us be grateful for the fiat of our Blessed Mother. Let us ponder that we too are invited to surrender ourselves to God's will. Not my will, but God's will be done. And let us be grateful for the privilege of grace, how it works in my life, in your life, and how it worked in our Blessed Mother's life, and how she was chosen to be the source through whom the renewal, the new creation would come to be, in which we participate and celebrate today. God bless you.